If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Hopeful Hints, hosted by Dr. Tara, guides and supports those on the often challenging and isolating journey of women's health concerns and infertility. There's a particularly powerful episode that you should check out called All Things Endometriosis, which dives deep into understanding the condition to help the many women who suffer from endometriosis and have no idea they have it, and healthcare providers who are uneducated about it, making the diagnosis process so difficult. Check out Hopeful Hints on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Highway to Health. I'm Jeremy Quinby. This is our two-minute tune-up series, simple ways to improve your well-being today. Everyone's been living through a different pandemic, depending on your work or school situation, your living quarters, whether your family has lost a loved one to the virus or other causes, the age of your children if you have them, and if you've had COVID or suffered long-haul symptoms. It's a time unlike any that we've lived through, and it's starting to look like we might actually get to the other side of this. That being said, it's been an incredibly disruptive time. Many of our good routines have gone to the wayside, and all these stops and starts and pulls in different directions have taken their toll on our energy, leaving us feeling exhausted, depleted, and sometimes even hopeless. Most of us are still recovering in many ways, and maybe for some time, but there are some simple things we can focus on that will help replenish our energy. I'm talking about ATP, that organic compound and hydrotrope that powers cellular activity and allows us to do the things we love. There are lots of products promising to give us this energy, but most of them are fast-acting, leaving us feeling low again when their effects wear off. I suggest playing the long game when it comes to energy and start with these simple steps. First is sleep. Sleep is essential for rebuilding at the cellular level. The body can take just about anything we put into it and turn it back into energy, but it needs downtime to build. So if you're not getting 8 hours a night, this is a great place to start. You could even aim for 9 hours a night for a month. It's a small change that costs us $0 that brings the most potential for energy recovery. And while your body can turn any food into energy, eating foods high in amino acids, which are the building blocks of life, yield the best results. Foods like eggs, fish, poultry, cottage cheese, mushrooms, legumes, apples, berries, greens, nuts and nut butters, dried fruits, and oatmeal are just a few of the delicious options that your body can easily convert into potential energy. To go along with this, water consumption is crucial for cellular activity. The body is a series of fluid systems that help us process, detoxify, and recover. Without adequate hydration, these systems simply will not function as efficiently, causing us to use up more energy unnecessarily. And for exercise, try to get yourself into a regular daily routine. This helps to train the release of energy in your body. If you've been out of your routine, aim for 15 to 20 minutes a day for the first couple of weeks. Lighter activities like walking, swimming, biking, yoga, or tai chi are a great way to build a base without depleting you. Ideally, set a time that you can do every day, then increase the time and intensity to build back your stamina over time. And as often as you can, exercise outdoors. It is now well known that forest bathing does wonders for our mental health. It's also a great time to refocus on our close relationships. Make time to see those friends and family that you haven't been able to see as regularly because of COVID. Especially those people who love and encourage us and make us laugh. These relationships nourish us, and science shows that they improve our brain's neurochemistry. And limit exposure to anything that will work against what we are rebuilding, like alcohol, smoking, fried foods, anything high in sugar, and socially, stay clear of toxic people if you can. This is your time to get yourself feeling amazing. Don't let anything take away from what you're working so hard to rebuild. This has been your 2-Minute Tune-Up. Be well, my friends.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Hopeful Hints, hosted by Dr. Tara, guides and supports those on the often challenging and isolating journey of women's health concerns and infertility. There's a particularly powerful episode that you should check out called All Things Endometriosis, which dives deep into understanding the condition to help the many women who suffer from endometriosis and have no idea they have it, and healthcare providers who are uneducated about it, making the diagnosis process so difficult. Check out Hopeful Hints on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.